You're listening to the Life Unlocked podcast, brought to you by Game Quitters. Your hosts, James and Mattis, will be talking all things personal development without taking ourselves too seriously. We speak from personal experience and years of passion to bring you advice about everything from creativity and focus to quitting technology and lifting weights. With guest interviews and casual conversations, you're sure to find something you enjoy, whether you're listening in your car or in the shower. Thanks for tuning in. Hello everyone and welcome back to the Life Unlocked podcast, part of the Game Quitters Network. Been loving the support you've shown us on our recent episodes, especially over Gaming the System, so keep it up. Really appreciate it, and it really means the world to us, so thank you. Today, I want to talk about something that I'm trying to take more seriously in my life. I recently realized that after a coaching call with a friend of mine that my sleep schedule is actually having a huge impact on every other aspect of my life. It's basically a snowball effect. You stay up late, wake up late or early but very tired, you're less motivated to get up and take on the day, you're less productive, and because you woke up later, you're just going to go back to bed late again that night. And so the cycle continues. I'm also going to try something a bit different this episode. Instead of talking for 10-15 minutes, I'm just going to list a bunch of things that I'm trying to implement into my daily routine that I know will help me optimize my sleep for better focus, clarity, productivity, and health. It'll be a pretty straightforward episode, but it should be pretty helpful as well, hopefully. So make sure you pay attention and see which things you can add to your life to bring you the most benefit possible. So the first one is to create a relaxing evening routine. So it could be reading, washing or showering, spending 10 minutes planning the next day, knowing exactly what you're going to do when they wake up. I'd recommend listening to our podcast episode on how to develop a morning routine. It'll help you out. I think I talk about evening routines in that as well. Because everyone seems to go on about a morning routine, but I think the evening is just as important, if not more so. Because if you mess up that, you're less likely to follow through with your morning one. And speaking of mornings, the second thing on the list is to exercise first thing in the morning. It depends on your schedule, but this is my preferred time, and it fits in well with my day. And so even if it's 10 minutes, you should do something. It doesn't have to be a hardcore gym session for an hour lifting heavy weights, because that's not easy to keep up over the long term. Just do 10 minutes of stretching and jumping jacks, push-ups, sit-ups, whatever. Just get your heart rate... Get your heart rate moving and just get yourself active. It'll help a lot in terms of getting you kickstarted for the day and really helping out your productivity. One of the biggest things you can do is to turn your phone on airplane mode, and that's number three. So at night, make sure you put it far out of the way. Try to get a dedicated alarm clock instead of relying on your phone if that's something you could do. Because you need to get rid of the urge or temptation to start looking at your phone first thing in the morning. Which reminds me, no technology in the first 30 to 60 minutes of waking up or going to bed, but that's later on in the list. One thing I like to do is to put my phone on the other side of the room with the alarm and put it next to a bottle of water and my gym clothes. That way I'll go to turn my alarm off, drink a bottle of water, usually a pint or 400 or 500 milliliters, and then I'll get changed into my gym clothes straight away. It makes it so easy for me. And that all starts with putting your phone away. Because how many times do you pick up your phone only to reach over, see you've got notifications and start checking them when you wake up, and lying in bed checking your phone? And it, I don't know about you, but to me, it really strains my eyes for a long time afterwards and makes a big difference to how much work I can get done early on in the day. It just seems to affect my whole routine and focus, at least in the morning, which is usually when I'm most productive. Number four on the list is to make sure the temperature of your room is optimal. And usually this is cool, around about 17 to 20 degrees centigrade. And optimize your sleep environment to make it as good as possible. So make sure it's pitch black. Use an eye mask and earplugs if necessary. If you're used to having your phone around for like music or podcasts or audiobooks, look into getting a white or pink noise generator. They can be pretty good. Or an alarm clock that does noises. Or there's a ton of things out there. The next thing is to make sure that you don't eat late at night. Now, I've been guilty of this before, but sometimes you get really hungry at night and you're only half an hour from going to bed, and it's so tempting just to go and, I don't know, grab some yogurt or make some cheese on toast or have a quick snack, some cereal maybe. And this is going to have a huge impact on your sleep quality. Now, there's a difference between quantity and quality. You might think that you've slept for 8 hours, but that could be 8 hours of terrible sleep, and you're not going to be feeling any more rested than you would otherwise. Now, the thing about this hunger feeling that you get at night is that it goes away automatically when you start going to sleep. Your body will, I don't know what it does, I'm not a scientist, probably shifts around like the chemicals or the hormones or whatever to get rid of your hunger craving and start focusing on winding down for sleep. So even if it doesn't feel like it goes away, I guarantee you, if you just put up with it for a bit, you won't even notice it. It also means you can have a massive breakfast in the morning, and breakfast food is by far the best. So there's that. And number 6 on the list is to make sure that you wake up at the same time every day, even on weekends. Now, I think you can have a bit of leeway if you've had a horrible, like, chaotic night before. Just make sure you don't take 2 days in a row where you wake up really late, because that's when things start to snowball. By waking up at the same time every morning, say 6 a.m., you're guaranteed to be tired at the right time, and it will make going to sleep a lot easier. Number 7, and this might hurt a lot of people's feelings, but you need to stop drinking caffeine after the maximum 2 p.m. A caffeine stays in your body for around about 5 to 8 hours, depending on the person. Some people have a higher tolerance, but even so, even if you think caffeine isn't affecting you, I guarantee deep down in your body, it's going to be having an impact. So try to cut out caffeine after a certain time, or even switch to something like decaf coffee, even though that still technically has caffeine in it. Or you can switch to green tea, even though that also has caffeine in it. So things like herbal teas are great for this purpose if you just like having a hot drink. And some of them have the added benefit of being relaxing. And finally, the last thing on the list is to avoid electronics and blue light in the evening. Now, this is something you probably hear about a lot. Blue light filters, flux, whatever. Most phones have them built in nowadays. I like to implement a thing called Amish time, where you have an alarm on your phone, say 9 p.m. if your bedtime is 10:30 or 11. And from that point, you have no technology at all. The only thing you do is read and plan and get prepared for bed. And by all means, install blue light blockers on your phone or use the ones built in, but don't think this is a substitute for not using your device. It's so easy to be on your phone in bed at night, or 11 p.m. or 12 a.m. and you think because you've got this blue light blocker, it's not going to affect your sleep, you can do what you want, which is just not the case at all. And there's no substitute for taking your phone away and putting it on airplane mode. And also no video games at night. That should go without saying. Anything stimulating before bed is going to cause major problems for your sleep. And that's it. That's the list. There's only 8 things. We're done with the episode, but like I said, it's pretty straight up. There's no bull, just a list of things that you can implement that if you do are guaranteed to increase your quality of life, at least in terms of your sleep, which I think will have a huge impact on every other aspect of your life. It'll affect your health, physical and mental. It'll affect your productivity, your work, your relationships, and all that good stuff. And do I need to put a medical disclaimer or something that I can't actually guarantee 100% something will happen? Your results may differ, blah, 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 whatever. You get the idea? I don't think I do. I'm pretty sure you get the idea. But hopefully you've learned something from this episode. Are you going to add anything into your routine? Or is your current routine so amazing that you've had amazing results from it that you want to share it with people? If so, send me an email at james@gamequitters.com. I'd love to hear it, and I'll share it on the next podcast. Don't forget to leave us a rating if you enjoyed the episode. It really helps out a lot. And go to gamequitters.com/podcast to find out about gaming the system if you haven't already. It's an awesome podcast about video game addiction and... yeah, it's something I really enjoy making, so I hope you enjoy listening to it as well. But thanks for listening to this episode, and until next time, peace.